calling the Tri-City Tips Net. Good evening, and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net. This is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo. My name is Tim, and I'm located in the city of Groton. I'm mobile at the moment. I'll be your net control station for the evening. I am mobile, but I am parked. Membership in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for participation. All licensed radio amateurs are welcome to check into the net. Those that do not wish to check in are welcome to listen. This net operates on the 147.060 MHz repeater with a field tone of 156.7 Hz. If needed, the secondary is the 146.97, also with a field tone of 156.7 Hz. The net is held each Wednesday evening starting at 7 p.m. local time with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators as well as for experienced amateurs. The purpose of the net is to provide a venue for presenting questions and obtaining answers and advice related to amateur radio, also to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators, and to encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset the repeater. The TipsNet is a directed open net, and that means we'll call for a round of check-ins, and when we have everyone checked in, we'll go down through the list for comments and questions. During the check-in, please state if you have a question for the net. We will ask for your questions after everyone is checked in. There are three sections to the TipsNet. The first, the open net with rounds of questions and comments. The second is a section for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest. And third, there is an opportunity for those that wish to swap, sell, or are looking for amateur radio-related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communication should be directed to the net control station. When checking into the net, please say, "This is," and then release the mic button and listen to ensure no one else has called at the same time you have. Then slowly give your call sign phonetically along with your name, location, and if you have a question or a comment. Let me reset the repeater. Okay, again, this is Tim. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo, and I am your net control station for this evening. We'll start taking check-ins now. Please come with your call sign slowly.
Good evening, Nat. This is Kilo Alpha 6, Papa Delta Golf. Kevin in Norwich, no question at this point, but that could always change.
This is Alpha 7, Alpha number M in Galesbury, with no questions at this time.
Okay, I have Kevin, KA6PDG, and the second station, I heard the Alpha November, I heard Gale's Ferry. Could you come again with your call sign and name?
This is Alpha 7, Alpha November, Tim, Tango India.
Okay, I'm afraid it's cutting in and out, and I'm not sure why. Could you try repeating your call sign twice, and maybe I'll get it. I did get the fact that your name is Tim, and I appreciate that. Go ahead and give it another go. On the input frequency better than I am on the receive from the repeater, so you must be having a hard time reaching the repeater. And By the time I switched over to the input, you had already gotten halfway through the call sign, which is why I asked you to do it twice, because sometimes if you do it twice, I get different pieces and put it together. So one more time, if you would.
This is Delta 7 Alpha November, Tim, Tango India Mike. Tango India Mike. Over.
Kevin, were you able to get his call sign? Tim, you keep giving me the call sign once, and I need you to repeat the call sign twice, not just the whole string. But Kevin, were you able to get his call sign?
I believe it's Alpha Delta 7 Alpha November, as in AD7AN. Yeah, it's real helpful to follow instructions from net control. Tim, it sounds to me like a battery issue or maybe a loose connection possibly. But that's what I got, Tim. I believe that's the correct call. Back to you, Nat, KA6PDG.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. And Tim, AD7AN, and it sounds like I've heard that call sign before, so I think it's right, and I think Kevin's right. I think it might have something to do with if it's an HT, maybe the battery isn't quite up to snuff, or location-wise, you might try moving. Do you want to try just calling in again to see how your signal comes in?
Yes, this is AD7AN. AD7AN, and looking at some of the connections here, seeing if there's something wrong.
Okay, well, and you're looking at the connection. Something worked, because almost all of that was perfectly readable and came through very understandable. So, yeah, I guess one of your connections did need a little bit of attention. Okay, so I've got Kevin, KA6PDG, and Tim, AD7AN. Any, after all this hoopla, any further check-ins, please call now.
WNSVC, a new call sign, Steve in Coventry. Good evening.
Harris. Whiskey 1, Julie, Oscar Papa, John, City of Groton. In and out, please. I just got in the door and I'm fixing dinner.
Okay, very good, Steve. NK1V, congratulations on the new call sign. And John, W1JOP, and my understanding is you're probably going to be listening more than talking tonight. I understand that. Perfectly happy to have you check in and just listen or what have you. I'll probably hit you up as we go around, but if you're busy cooking dinner and you don't answer, that's perfectly fine. Any other check-ins, please call now. Okay, very good. Seeing as nobody brought a question to start with, I have one to ask everyone. And this, there was a notice that went out from the Raceon group from Chuck, NE1CN, that there's a fox hunt coming on Saturday, March 23rd, about just over a week from now. And that prompted the question in my mind, I wonder what everybody's favorite tools are to use on a fox hunt. I know for myself, I have a FT60 handheld HT that I have hooked up to a tape measure Yagi, which I will talk about more a little bit later because it dawned on me that last time I used it, I didn't use it the right way. But I'll explain that later. And other than that, I have my mobile radio, but of course the mobile doesn't help that much. So we'll start at the top of the list. Kevin, KA6PDG, any thoughts on the your favorite fox hunting tools or any other comments? This is KC1TWR.
All righty, good evening to the net, and maybe we'll get a few more. I'm a little, I don't know what we're going to do with Steve going out and getting a new call sign that we all have to memorize now. rotten dude, but it sounds like you might have passed the test. That control, you'll have to get a report from him. I think he took a test and passed. I don't know. Could be my imagination. As far as fox hunting, which I think is a lot of fun, I guess I usually end up using a handheld and, you know, rubber duck antenna, maybe a couple of different kinds of rubber ducks, or maybe a rubber duck and a mag mount, and using the body null method. That being said, let me reset. I am typically in the company of someone else with a driver's license, and so it works out kind of nice. I do my thing, and the driver Ham has his own method. He probably is looking, he or she is probably looking at an S meter. He or she might well be using some sort of beam like the Yagi that you mentioned, Tim, or a quad or whatever. And but I guess my thing is the body null and just sort of natural instinct and trying to be aware of things like passive repeater is one of my favorite phrases. So, is the signal bouncing off a mountain or a bridge or a building? That kind of thing. K6PDG back tonight.
Well, thank you, Kevin. Yeah, body null is always very good. And I've only been fox hunting twice, but enjoyed it immensely both times. And I think it was with you, Kevin, once, and you were doing the body null, and that helped narrow the field as far as where it was. And I will ask Steve about his call sign there and whether he passed the test. So now we'll go down to Tim, AD7AN, and thank you very much for being patient with us. And while we straightened it out and got it to the point where we could hear you properly, note to everyone, actually, Kevin has done a wonderful job of recording these sessions, and Josh, K0JEV, has also assisted, and Kevin has put them up on a website. There's a link off of the TriCityArc.com website to that. Or you can go direct to, and I will get the URL wrong, so I'm not going to give it to you now. I'll let Kevin give it to you when we get up to the top. But it's always good to listen to one of the recordings to see how you sound and how you're able to propagate out across the airwaves. That helps to understand what other people are hearing. So anyhow, talking about fox hunting and any other comments you may have, 87AN and KC1TWR.
KC1, WR, this is AD7AN. Yeah, it was a simple problem. I had a headset, stereo phones, and noise quiet headphones up to the back of the radio. And it must have been short-circuiting something. So hopefully it works now. And as far as fox hunting goes, I have never done that. That is one of those ham activities that I have never even seen or had the opportunity to watch or, of course, to participate in. So back to net, AD7AN.
Well, thank you, Tim. And your headset is still cutting out a little bit, or at least the transmission's cutting out a little bit here and there. Still able to understand everything you said, though. Please join us for the fox hunt. We can also make arrangements to make sure you can go with somebody if you want to try that for the first time to kind of learn the ropes a little bit, or you can tackle it yourself solo in the car or bring somebody else. That's always fun. There's no penalty if you don't find the fox, and there's not much of a prize if you do find it except for bragging rights. And of course, if you're the first one to find the fox, you get to be the fox next time and see what you can do to fool everyone else. So that's always a good thing. Okay, Steve, NK1V, congratulations on the new call sign. And as Kevin asked, did you happen to pass a test? And K1V, KC1TWR.
This is NK1V. Yes, actually I did. That was like a month ago. I actually passed my extra exam. I went up to the Windsor Antique Radio Club. They had a nice little session there. That was very nice of them to handle that for me. And as it's a very competitive market for 1x2 or 2x1 call signs, especially the 1x2s are nearly impossible. So you nearly literally have to wait at a funeral home to get one. So I did find a 2x1 that I took a shot at a couple of them. It took me a couple shots, and of course there's 17 days you got to wait and all that stuff. And this one should work. It's catchy. It's not too bad on CW, and it's not too bad phonetically. Let me reset. Gearing up and hoping to make an appearance. I'm not sure, but I'm definitely going to be prepared as opposed to not being prepared. And the first and only one I did was with the Raycon group there, I think it was 2 years ago, and I learned so much. I went out with Chuck, and then I kind of did my own thing back and forth, and it was good. And that's exactly what I'll be using, is a dimensionally a version of the tape measure one that you guys were using, but I used a small piece of PVC with like 3/16 aluminum tubing, and I made the main part of the thing adjustable and stuff so I could get in frequency. The other thing I picked up this year was an attenuator. I'm not even sure what it's from, but I'm only going to be receiving with it, and it supposedly goes from zero to decibel, some kind of HP thing for a network or something, but I've actually played around with it, and it does work. I wouldn't transmit on it, so I'm that was a big problem I had, is too big of a signal. And so I think with this attenuator, that might help a little bit. So hopefully I'll get out there. Oh, and the most important, a decent map and maybe a compass. Those are two things I did not have last time. Back to net, NK1B.
Congratulations on passing the test and the new 2x1 call sign. Excellent. And, yeah, that talk about the attenuator brings up the fact that during fox hunting, that when you get closer to the fox, sometimes the signal's so powerful it sounds like it's all around you, and you have to find a way to dampen it in order to figure out what direction it's now coming from. And a map and a compass always helps, because we don't live in New York where everything is nice and drawn out on a grid. So when you draw a line and you think you know what direction, you have to see what your cross points are to figure out where you want to set up next. Okay, we're going to get to the bottom of the list here. John, W1JOB, in case you're not cooking, here's your opportunity to talk, and if not, we'll go to the top, but I'll give you the opportunity. W1JOP, KC1TWR. Okay, very good. He must be listening on the side there, and that's fine. Okay, we're at the bottom of the list. I'd like to do another call out. This is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net. Any and all amateur radio operators are welcome to check in if they would like to. If so, please call now.
W1FJW, Whiskey 1, Foxtrot Juliet Whiskey, Chuck King Groton, good evening.
That recognizes Chuck, W1FJW. Any further check-ins, please call now. I don't know if you've been listening or not, but the question on the table is we're talking about fox hunting, and we're asking what everybody's favorite tools are for using during a fox hunt, because we have one coming up, as you're probably well aware of, March 23rd, that Chuck N1CN is putting together. So what's your favorite tools there, Chuck? W1FJW, KC1TWR.
Double barrel 12 gauge muzzle. Oh, that kind of fox. favorite tool is my big white clipboard. It holds my map and notes so that I can triangulate and find out exactly where the fox should have been if he was where I thought he was. Back to net, W1FJW.
Okay, very good. Yes. Taking notes is always good. And speaking about notes, when during fox hunting, sometimes the fox will give clues as to where he might be, but of course the clues are probably cloaked in, how do we phrase it? They won't be obvious clues. He won't say I'm in the Walmart parking lot, obviously. So he might give a clue and you might have to think a bit, and sometimes his clue may be a little bit devious. So you have to be careful when the fox gives you a clue. But the other thought with fox hunting is that to listen to the other hounds who are looking. Because if somebody says they're going to check, let's say the parking lot at Walmart, and then you never hear from them again, because once you find the fox, you go off air, maybe that's an area to check out. But we'll go back to the top of the list. And Kevin, if you would, could you give us again, because my memory fails me, the URL for the where you have stored all the Tips Net recordings. Kevin, this is KC1TWR.
Sure thing, and congratulations, Steve. The more I think about that call sign, the more I like it. It's a good CW call. Okay, if folks want to listen to the tips nets, they're almost all there. I think there's only one or two back at the beginning that are missing. You can go directly to am1700.org/tipsnet. So it's AM as in Alpha Mike, 1700.org/tipsnet. And you'll see a file, or a folder rather, that says 2018, and you'll see a folder that says 2019. And that should be self-explanatory. So you just open one of those up and click away. I think the fox hunting is a great topic of conversation, and I like the little pointers you just gave, which are very important. And yeah, sometimes the fox, most of the time, the hint that he or she gives is cloaked in mystery and soliloquy and verbiage. The other thing I try to remember to do is to listen, and if the fox is listening to the net tonight, I shouldn't be saying this, but listen to the background noise. Maybe there's birds in the background. Maybe there's a highway noise in the background. Maybe there's whatever. Or the sound of other big mouth hams who've already found him. Let's see. Yeah, a map is really important. Have a good map. That's something that I forgot who I was with the last fox hunt. Maybe it was you, Tim. I think it might have been. And did we stop at the convenience store up in Norwich Town, the gas station, and pick up a map? So, yeah, a map and a compass, really, really good ideas. And I think the one thing I'll contribute, and then I'll pass it back to you, is don't ever feel like, you're not real experienced at fox hunting. You don't need experience. It's fun. Even if you don't win the hunt. Most foxes bring snacks. Good foxes bring snacks. So you get to party a little when you get there. But the other thing is, don't ever feel like, oh, I don't want to win the fox hunt because then I'll have to be the fox and I don't have enough experience. I don't really know how to do that well. Because if you do win and you do end up being asked to be the fox, you'll be asked, not told. You can always team up with another ham. Find a fox friend. Find a foxy friend. I don't know. Team up with another amateur who maybe has a little more experience. And, the fox doesn't have to sit out there all alone. He can bring another ham, or he can bring his wife or his children or whatever. So it's a lot of fun. KA6PDG, back to net.
Well, that's very good advice, Kevin. Very good advice indeed. And yes, indeed, it was with me. We didn't stop and pick up a map because I was woefully unprepared. And we had a time. That was fun. And, talking about devious reminded me of one story I heard where the fox said, "Yes, I'm near water." And it turns out he was near a water tower, not a lake or stream or such a thing. So sometimes you gotta take what he says with a grain of salt or eyes of discernment, as it were. And, okay. Yep. And I did want to mention, by the way, something I'd forgotten about for any technician class licensed amateur radio operators out there. ECARA does have a flying saucer net that's on the 10-meter band in the portion that you are allowed to use. And, of course, I've forgotten which night it is. I believe it's Sunday night at 9. And but you can look that up in various places on the web, including on the raceon.org webpage. There's a link for nets, and it lists a bunch of nets in the area, so you can check it out there. Okay, we'll go to the next on the list. Tim, 87AN. Over to you. This is KC1TWR.
I turned up power, hope I'm not cutting out. Now you got me thinking. I'll have to listen to the recording to see what it sounds like. My guess is it's not anything but the tone generator, maybe the tone generator.
Tim, I don't know what happened, but you just cut out. Would you want to give it another try? You are still breaking up just a little bit. When you're not talking, it seems to be pretty steady, if that's a hint. Give it another try, if you would. I did want to mention about those two folders that Kevin mentioned, the 2018 and 2019. The file names are not just numbers. They also, Kevin's done a wonderful job of having a few words in a file name that give, for instance, the file name for tonight, I'm sure we'll have Fox Hunt somewhere in it, because that's one of the subjects we're talking about. So I think that'll be good. Okay, on to Steve. Congratulations again in K1B. And by the way, I've been told that my call sign, KC1TWR, is not CW-friendly. So congratulations on getting one that's CW-friendly. In K1B, KC1TWR.
K1B, thank you. I noticed that most of Kevin's advice on the fox hunt is related to snacks and food, and he is the expert on that, and so I obviously take his advice seriously. So I believe that I should be prepared to enjoy snacks, but I'm thinking that maybe I should bring some snacks too. Other than that, hopefully I will be able to attend. I don't know, it's a crazy weekend, but maybe I'll actually maybe get my grandson involved. I'm not sure. We'll see how it goes, but it's anybody who is listening and has not participated in one. It is about the fun. It is a lot of fun, and there's no. I thought I was a little bit nervous at first, but it's just a ball. Even if you get completely lost, because I don't know that area that well, but they'll find you or to help you get to the snacks. NK1V, back to that.
Yep, thank you, Steve. And for those of you who have not participated before or what have you, like myself, I have not been terribly successful, which I think some people just haven't been, and not everyone gets to, finds the fox, but that's half of the fun. And at the end of it, usually the fox will say, or, you know, announce, okay, time's up. And I think it's usually like a 2-hour window. And he's going to start at 1 o'clock on that Saturday, by the way, 1 p.m. I believe after 2 hours, but he'll let us know. He'll actually announce where he is if you want to actually go see his setup and how he had the fox put together, what have you. So that's always a good thing to keep in mind. Okay, and from there, we'll see if John has finished his dinner. I'm going to wait just a couple of seconds, see if he wants to jump in, and if not, we'll move on. W1JOP, KC1TWR. Okay, very good. Yep. We're very happy to have people just listen in. You don't even have to check in if you don't want to. But it does give us an idea on how many people might be out there. So, anyhow, hope John's enjoying his dinner, especially after a long day at work. Okay, next up on the list is Chuck, W1FJW. Any comments? This is KC1TWR.
The other thing I'd say about fox hunting, and I probably shouldn't be giving secrets away, is to pick a high spot to listen from that's clear of obstructions. That way you'll get a true bearing to your target. If you're down low and under towers, bridges, and whatever, it don't work. And other than that, take careful notes. That's about it. Back to net, W1FJW.
Yep, that's excellent advice. And as a matter of fact, Kevin, when you and I went out, the first thing we did, because we started, the fox hunt there started a little bit north of Norwich, is we were very close, so we dashed up to where the Raison repeater itself was. Why? Because it was way up on top of the hill, and that gave us our first direct bearing, which did turn out to be pretty true. Trying to get the cross reference, we weren't terribly successful, but that gave us the first reference and got us in the right part of town fairly quickly. So that's excellent advice there, Chuck. And, okay, we're at the bottom of the list. My name's Tim, KC1TWR, and this is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. Anyone else care to check in, please call now. Okay, very good. We'll go to the top of the list, and I have another comment. I mentioned that I use a tape measure Yagi usually, and it dawned on me last time that maybe I was holding it incorrectly, because that can be turned horizontal or vertical, and I'm wondering if I had turned it more vertical, if I might have had a better success in using it to try and figure out where the fox is, because, and I hope the fox isn't listening and changes things, usually the fox is using a vertical antenna. And if that's the case, then maybe my antenna needs to be vertical as well instead of holding it horizontal. And with that thought, we'll go on to Kevin, K6PDG. This is KC1TWR.
Yeah, this is the fun of it, you know, because there are so many different ways it can go. There is no rule, written or otherwise, that says the fox has to continue using the same antenna. He could change his antenna halfway through. Maybe he's a real nut job and has three antennas. Your question on the Yagi, I'm not sure. My gut reaction, I wish Dave were here tonight, he would probably know, but my gut reaction is probably not the best idea. You'd want to, you normally operate a Yagi as being hers. Well, wait a minute, maybe I'm wrong about this. Yeah, I'm gonna take it back. Maybe vertical would be worth a try. But, Well, that's another thing for the benefit of those who haven't been fox hunting or haven't been fox hunting much, is there's two kinds of fox hunts. They can be competitive or they can be a team effort. Let me reset. So they can be where everybody works together and helps each other out, or where you have separate teams or separate individuals and they don't talk to each other on the air and help each other out. They're all very quiet because it's very competitive. Most of the fox hunts around here, I think maybe all of them I've participated in, have been the team, the group. Everybody helps each other out. So as somebody said earlier, that's where it's important to listen to the comments that other people are making and questions that are being asked. You will hear on a fox hunt where everybody's working together. You might hear someone come on and give their call and say, "Hey, has anybody checked out that park behind Tim's house?" And you want to listen for the answer, or they might say, "Oh, no, nobody's checked it out. Tim, would you go up there and check?" Yeah, you get the idea. So, and then sometimes it's a combination of the two. I know the way NA1CN seems to like to do it. And there's nothing unreasonable about this, is as you mentioned at the beginning, Tim, he'll say, "Well, once you get closer, you're sure you've spotted the fox, you know where he is, don't transmit anymore, stay off the air so that the others can," I think it's so that the others can have the fun of trying to find him rather than give it away. So, there you go, K6PDG, enough out of me for this round.
Very good, thank you, Kevin. Yeah, all very good advice. Golly, I was thinking of two things when you were talking, and usually the fox hunts around here, usually people are pretty cooperative, saying, you know, "Oh, I'm going to check over here," or, "Oh, my signal, I'm over here, my signal bearings indicates that he's over there," but as was mentioned at the very beginning of this net tonight, one of the comments made a comment about the fact that sometimes the signals can bounce off of either man-made buildings or water towers or something of that nature and throw you off the track a little bit, so that can get you going. The other thing, talking about various antennas, yeah, you can change radios, change antennas. I did come across an article out in the Midwest where somebody had hooked up a couple of dipoles on a rotating platform that would rotate about once every minute or so, and therefore whenever he was broadcasting, the signal strength would change because of the direction the antenna happened to be at that time. And also as a thought for practice, if you want to do this, and I think I'm going to do it, although I have never done it before, is I know when the Horizontal Engineers Net meets on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturdays at 7 on the Groton repeater, and of course the race on Sunday, I'm going to take my fox hunting gear and maybe just kind of play with it a little bit, because I know where the transmitter, the tower is, and I can play with my fox hunting gear and see if I can learn how to read it even better. Let me reset. And utilizing that, that might be beneficial. So, okay. So let's go on to the next person. Let's see what thoughts he has after all this chit-chat. Tim, 87AN, KC1TWR. Understandability, but you're still cutting in and out. It's kind of a mystery, very much so. And I don't really have any suggestion at this point on what that could be, but it definitely sounds like either a connection or if you have some kind of a noise canceling something, but that might be doing it. Okay, and we'll go on to Steve, NK1B. This is KC1TWR.
NK1B, NASCAR one time. It's interesting because, yes, the groups around here usually are quite cooperative and there's a lot of information on the air that might be beneficial, but there's always the potential, which makes me cautious, that maybe an opponent is putting information on the airwaves which may not be 100% truthful and may be slightly misleading to point the scent in the other direction, possibly. But that's always a possibility. But I didn't get a lot of that. The last one I did, I actually got a lot of help from the other people that were, especially the stragglers, who were the couple that found it earlier. You know, they were relatively quiet, but the stragglers kind of had to group together to just to get home. Back to that, NK1B.
Well, thank you, Steve. I've heard about people have cooperated. I've heard where people have been very kind of secretive. You know, once the hunt starts, you never hear from them again until you get to the finish line. I have not heard of the third option, and I would suspect that that might have ramifications above and beyond the fox hunt, unless the fox hunt was designed as such, to with that in the rules, saying that you can give misleading information. But I don't know, maybe somebody else has heard of such a thing. I know I certainly have not. And again, we'll pause for just a second, see if John wants to pop in again, just because I don't want to have him miss the opportunity in case he is burning with desire to say anything. So we'll give him about 4 or 5 seconds. John, W1JOP, KC1TWR.
You have good timing. I just sat down at the desk here and came in from the kitchen, so you have good timing. W1JOP.
Yeah, John, I'm not sure if you were able to hear any of the conversation or not. Have you ever done fox hunting, and have you ever used, if so, what's your favorite tool for fox hunting? Back to you.
Unofficially, it was a long time ago, on the 6-7 repeater in Groton, someone had an open carrier, and it just timed out the repeater, and, you know, obviously it kept open, so I remember driving around Groton with the antenna off of my HT trying to figure out where it was coming from, and actually found it at a marina in Mystic. I didn't transmit with no antenna on my HT, but if you take the antenna off, it's very crude, but it will pick up in very, you know, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but it will pick up in the very short range distances, and that's one way I did it. And I guess I did it successfully. Did it with Troy, KB1BVF, and the other gentleman. I can't remember his call, but he's no longer with us. Anyway, back to you. This is W1JOP.
Okay, great story and a great practical purpose why we like to do fox hunts. If something like that happens, or heavens to Betsy, if somebody is maliciously causing trouble, it helps us to find out where they are. John, what you were describing was partially what Kevin had said earlier about using the null technique of, and also Steve, I think, was with the attenuator, where you're trying to make it harder to hear the signal, and therefore you get a better direction to it. I know that it was described to me that once you get really close, then you take the HT without the antenna, hold it in front of you, and keep turning around until you find where it's the quietest, and then you know whatever the target is right behind you. So, yeah, that's a great story, and I appreciate you bringing that. Just to make sure you know, there is a fox hunt going on March 23rd in the New London County, and I should mention that. The fox hunt will be somewhere in New London County, so you might want to check your maps and see how big New London County is. It could be anywhere within there, but we shall find out. Okay, with all of that in mind, let's go ahead and go back to Chuck, W1FJW. This is KC1TWR.
Well, just two more thoughts. One is
You'd mentioned about the holding the tape measure Yagi horizontal. I'm believing that vertical will probably be best for most situations. The Fox usually wants to make the repeater. The repeater has a vertical antenna, so it more or less has to match that. And although he can be foxy and change things up, the other thing is Fox Hunt is really a two-hunt affair. Because there's the hunt before the hunt. I've got to hunt up my map, I've got to hunt up my compass, I've got to hunt up my protractor. Back to net, W1FJW.
I like that, Chuck. Very good. That is very true. And having to hunt things up, that reminds me of an announcement I have to make during the announcement section. But yeah, hunting things up. I was just looking around my room today when I got the email about the Fox one. Started to think about what I'm going to need to assemble. Because hopefully the weather will be good and we'll have a good time. Okay, we're at the bottom of the list, so we'll do another quick call out. It's getting close to ending this portion of it, so do a call out, then we'll go a final round, and then we'll go through the other two sections. So anyone else that cares to join the TIPS net at this time, please call now.
This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango Mobile.
Recognizes Dave, K1DCT Mobile. Further check-ins, please call now. Okay, Dave, have you been listening for a while? Do you know that we're talking about fox hunting and what's your favorite tools, or if you have a favorite story? Over to you.
Yes, good evening. I've been listening for maybe 5 minutes here, so yes, I have done fox hunting in the past. Raytheon used to have a lot of fox hunts, I'm going to say back in the, I don't know, 80s, 90s. And let's see, favorite tool, I don't know. I mean, there's so many good tools. I mean, a good directional antenna, a good attenuator. I heard the antenna off. Sometimes you can't, if you take the antenna completely off, you don't hear anything. So if you just connect it enough so that the outer shell is connected but not the center pin, so it's capacitively coupled, sometimes that gives you that intermediary between it's so strong that I can hear it with nothing, you know, before you get to that stage. So that capacitive coupling is kind of a fun little part of that that someone else, I think John alluded to, and maybe someone else did too. But I'm hoping I'm going to be available to go on that fox hunt, and we'll see if we can be the first to yell tally-ho. K1DCT, back to net.
Okay, thank you very much, Dave. Yep, definitely. And yeah, I'd forgotten about the tally-ho portion of it, but that is true. Okay, we're going to go down to the list real quick with any last comments before we move into the second section of the announcements and third section with any amateur-related swapping that would like to be done. Kevin, KA6BDG, KC1TWR.
You're going to forget about announcements this week. Okay. Now, a couple of quickies is that usually, or, well, 99% of the time, there'll be an announcement ahead of time that will be generally circulated on the air about the starting point. So the Fox Hunt might have a starting point of the commuter lot at exit 14, for example, or the parking lot of Walmart or something. The starting point is usually not where the fox is located, so you don't have to worry about that. And the other thing is just a 20-second war story. I remember one fox hunt here years ago, and I don't think anybody ever found the fox, and the fox had to give up his location at the end, because what was happening is he was bouncing his signal off the Gold Star Bridge, and man, did that confuse everybody. K6PDG, back to that.
Kevin, I have to forward you the email. The email actually was sent out via the Raceon reflector, and we do know the starting point. It's going to be exit 11 on 395 at the Route 32, Route 82 commuter parking lot. And that'll be at 1 o'clock on the Saturday the 23rd. Of course, the fox won't be there, but he will take a roll call at that point. Okay, yeah, and we are going to do announcements, and we are going to do the third section, so hold on tight there. Okay, Tim, 87AN, KC1TWR.
This is 87AN, my last chance to try to get in. I went on a simplex frequency and checked my tone and everything, so I sound good. It may just be that I'm hitting the repeater today. Who knows? But hopefully I figured it out.
Okay, maybe it is the conditions, because even there you were just breaking up a little bit. Perfectly readable, because the breakups were so small and narrow, but yeah, maybe it is just the roof conditions at this point. Okay, Steve, NK1V with your new call sign. Again, congratulations. This is KC1TWR.
K1V here. I want to thank Chuck for mentioning the hunting for all the maps and radios and all the stuff we would use in a fox hunt, because I have been looking for at least an hour and a half for one of those little base plate brackets that you use on the mobile rigs with the attachable face plate that I had put away somewhere and could not find. And when I opened the file box where I have all my maps and actually my radios in there too, all my stuff for potential fox hunt except the antenna, there was my bracket. So that worked out really well. So that's it for me. One of my NK1V.
Yes, it will take you a little while to get used to the new call sign, but it'll wear in very nicely quickly. That is great. Okay, John, now that you've rejoined us and you've heard some more of the discussion, any last comments for this particular round? W1JOP, KC1TWR.
Well, I guess one fell on my story. It was 18 years ago. It was under my old call sign. And, it was 18 years ago. So it's been a while. Back to net, W1GOP.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that story to us. That's, like I said, it's a good example of practical usage of a fun part of amateur radio. Okay, over to you, Chuck, W1FJW, KC1TWR.
Well, I've just discovered that if you have your maps on the computer and you print them in draft quality, they do not print the colors. So I think I'll be trying this again. Back to net, W1FJW.
Okay, very good. I guess the printer was smart enough to think, if you're only printing at a draft, why am I going to spend money on expensive color? So that is good. Okay, I know you just joined us there, Dave, but this is the last comment for this particular part of the net. Any comments for us? K1DCT, KC1TWR. Maybe Dave got where he was going, or possibly he had he's not in an area with good reception, so we'll go on to the, we'll conclude the first section of three of the tips net, and we'll move on to the next section for any announcements, bulletins, or items of interest. I do want to comment that there is that, as we've been talking about, on March 23rd at 9 a.m. at the NFA Academy, there is going to be a PE session for anybody who feels like taking a test at 1 p.m. at the, there'll be a fox hunt that starts at exit 11 on 395 at the Route 82 commuter lot. There was an excellent DMR presentation by K0JEB last night at the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club. And I do know that there is the O-Niantic going on in Niantic this coming Saturday. And that should be fun. And next week on Thursday is the RACON meeting up in Norwich at 7:30. And with that, I'll open it up to any stations that would like to call in with any other announcements, bulletins, or items of interest.
KA6PDG.
Okay, Kevin, KA6PDG, please proceed.
All right, thank you. Yeah, we're getting into that time of year when things get busy, and obviously March 23rd is going to be a busy day. Steve will be happy that I'm talking about food here, because on Saturday, March 23rd at 10 a.m., there's going to be a Connecticut section traffic handler's breakfast, brunch. I think she's calling it a breakfast. This comes from our section traffic manager, K1STM, Ann. The traffic handler's breakfast will be at 10 a.m. on Saturday, March 23rd at the Paradise Pizza. That's Paradise Pizza, located in New Britain, Connecticut. Easy to look up online. I don't have the URL, but you can Google it, Paradise Pizza, New Britain, Connecticut. 10 a.m. on the 23rd, anybody who either is a traffic handler or is interested in NTS message sending and traffic handling, or is just curious or wants to have breakfast with a bunch of good hams, you can go to the breakfast in Uncasville at 8 o'clock and then go to the breakfast in New Britain at 10 o'clock. It's kind of convenient. I will mention that Mike, W1MCT, is not going to be able to go. He has another commitment. I know he had originally offered if people needed a ride, but Mike will not be going up there. I think WA2RYV might be going. Anyway, there's the info, 10 a.m. on the 23rd in New Britain, Paradise Pizza, traffic handlers, breakfast, KA6PDG.
Any announcements that they'd like to bring forth, please call now. Okay, before we move into the third section, I thought of another announcement, and we were talking about being prepared and finding things. Don't forget that the RACON auction is coming up the last Saturday in April. It should be April 27th at the Gales Ferry Firehouse, as usual. Always a great time, and always a lot of stuff to look at, and poke at, and prod, and some stuff that's going to want to follow you home. And, of course, a perfect opportunity for you to share and to possibly sell to other amateur radio operators things that you've decided that you no longer want to play with at the time. So now's the time to start looking around and preparing stuff for that. Okay, and with that, I think we'll go into the third section, and that's going to be, is there anyone that wishes to swap, sell, or looking for any amateur radio-related items? Please call now. One last call. Anyone that would like to check in as the last check-in to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club, or any last comments for those who've already checked in, please call now.
Here is KC1JKB with one announcement.
Okay, KC1JKB, please proceed with your announcement.
Thanks, Tim. Just wanted to get on this first net and say I just passed my general. So, very excited. And thanks for letting me break in. KC1JKB, back to the net.
Well, congratulations on getting your general. Fantastic. That opens up a lot more bandwidth for you to play with. And anyone else that would like to comment on that, please call now.
Nice going, Chris, K6PDG.
Okay, again, congratulations, and don't be a stranger to the net here, and that's fantastic. I have my general, and I keep thinking about the next level up, and I keep seeing what it will give me, and I don't know if it's worth all the aggravation at this point, but we shall see. But congratulations on getting your general. Hopefully, you'll also be able to partake of that fox hunt we've been talking about on the 23rd. Okay, and with that, I'd like to thanks everyone who participated in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net, and thanks to all those who stood by as we conducted the net. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club sponsors this net, and they have their meeting, as they did last night, on the second Tuesday of each month at the American Red Cross office at 1031 Route 32 in Montville. Not at the Montville Safety Center, but just about a quarter mile up the road from that on the same side. The meeting start at 7:30 p.m. The meetings for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club do start at 7:30 p.m., and they're open to all interested persons, licensed or not. Information about the club can be found at www.tricityarc.com. That's TRICITYARC.com. We thank John, W1AN, for the use of this repeater. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. I now return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo, saying good evening and 73.